Chamishi. Vayomer Elov Bolok, and Bolok said to Bilam, Lechono iti, come now with me, El Mokim Acher, to another place, Asher Tirenu Misham, which we will see Klai Yisrael from there. Efes, however, Kotzeu Sireh, Vechuloi Loi Sireh. We will go to a place that we will only see part of Klai Yisrael, and not all of Klai Yisrael, because we already saw that when we saw the whole Klai Yisrael, the Klola was not able to take effect. Maybe now, where we only see part of Klai Yisrael, the Klola would be Chal. The Kavnoi Limisham, and I am commanding you to curse for me from there, Klai Yisrael. Vayikocheu Sedei Tzoifim, and Balak took Bilam to a place called Sedei Tzoifim, the field of the lookouts. From there, the Shomer, the watchman, would stand on this high point and look if there was an army that was coming to attack. El Rosh HaPisga, to the top of the peak. And Rashi tells us the reason why Balak specifically chose this area was because, in certain ways, Balak was a greater Kosein, a greater sorcerer than Bilam. He saw certain things that even Bilam did not see. And he saw that in this place, a misfortune will happen to Klal Yisrael. He thought that the misfortune would be the Klala, that Bilam would curse Klal Yisrael in this place. However, he did not see correctly, because the misfortune that took place in this area was the death of Moshe, that took place al Rosh HaPisga, by the top of the peak. Vayivin Shiva Mizbechos, and Bolok built 7 Mizbechos. Vayaal, and he brought up Por Vo'ayel, a bull and a ram, Bamizbeach, on each one of the Mizbechos. The Ayin in the Netziv, and also in the Meshechachma, who both point out that there were 3 times that Bilam tried to curse Klal Yisrael. Earlier in Perikov Gimel, Sukim Aleph and Beis, the second time over here, and the third time in Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Tes. If you look at the first time and the third time, it says that Bilam told Balak to build the Mizbechos. However, over here, it just says, Vayiven Shiva Mizbechos, that Balak did it on his own. And also, we find the first time that Bilam and Balak brought the Karbonos together, as the Pasuk says, Vayal Balak uBilam Por Va'ayel BaMizbeach. However, over here, and also further on, it only says it b'loshen yachid, like it says over here, vayaal por va'ayel b'mizbeach. It says it b'loshen yachid. Over here, it only means that Balak alone brought the karbonos. So we have to know why earlier both of them brought it, and over here and the third time it was b'loshen yachid, only one of them brought the carbon. Vayomer el Balak, and Bilam said to Balak, hisyatzev koi al olosecho, stand over here by your burnt offering, ve'onoichi ikara koi, and I will be happened upon by Hashem over here. Vayikra Hashem el Bilam, and Hashem happened to Bilam. Vayosam dovor b'thiv, and he placed something in his mouth. Rashi tells us that Hashem placed a hook in Bilam's mouth in order to drag him back to Balak. Bilam did not want to go to Balak, because he said, why should I go back to be mitzar him, to pain him, if you have no intention of cursing Klal Yisrael? And therefore, by Yosem Dover Befiv, Hashem placed a hook in his mouth and pulled him to go back to Balak. By Yomer, and he said, Shuvel Balak v'choy sedaber, return to Balak, and so you shall say. By Yovei Elov, and Bilam came to Balak, v'hine nitzav aloi losai, and behold, he was standing by his burnt offering, v'sorei moyev itoi, with some of the Sari Mayav, some of the officers of Mayav with him. Earlier it said, Koil Sari Mayav. Here it says, only Sari Mayav, because some of them left when they saw that this wasn't working out the way they planned, and they figured there was no hope in cursing Klal Yisrael. Vayomer le Balak, and Balak said to Bilam, Ma Dibar Hashem, what did Hashem say to you now? And he was mocking Bilam, as if to say, you are not under your own authority, you do not have control over things. What did Hashem say to you who runs your life? Vayisa, and he raised his voice, Mishaloi, to say his mashal. Vayomar, and Bilam said, Kum Balak Ushma, get up on your feet, Balak, and hear, Ha'azina Odai, listen to my words, Benoit Tzipor, the son of Tzipor. Bilam told Balak to stand on his feet because he saw that Balak was mocking him. He therefore wanted to be Mitzara Balak. He wanted to cause pain to Balak, and therefore told him, you have no right to sit when I am being sent to you on a mission from Hashem. Loi ish keil, Hashem is not a person, v'chazef, who lies. Uven odom, and a human being, v'yisnechom, who changes his mind. Hahu omar v'lo yaseh, will Hashem say something and not do it? V'diber, and speak, v'lo yikimenu, and not keep his words? Hashem promised to give Klal Yisrael the land of Canaan, the land of Eretz Yisrael. How do you think that you will be able to kill them in the Midbar? Hashem has to keep his word. You, Balak, asked before, Ma Dibir Hashem, what did Hashem say? On that I am telling you, Hine vorech lakachti. Behold, I have accepted from Hashem to bench Klal Yisrael. Uveirech, and he has benched them. V'lo yashivena, and I will not change that. Lo yhibit ovim b'yakov, he has not looked at a sin in Yaakov. V'lo yro omel b'yisrael, and he has not seen an avera among Klal Yisrael. And Rashi quotes Targum, who learns that the subject of this pasuk is Bilam. Lo yhibit ovim b'yakov, I, Bilam, have not seen the avera of Avodah Zorah among Yaakov. V'lo yro omel b'yisrael, and I, Bilam, have not seen the avera of robbery among Klal Yisrael. However, Rashi brings a second shot where the subject of the pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bilam said, Lo yhibit ovim b'yakov. Hashem does not look at the sins of Yaakov. He does not meticulously watch for their sins. He looks the other way. Veloy ro omol b'yisrael, and he does not see the averis of Klal Yisrael. Hashem elokov imoy, even though they sin, Hashem their God is with them, usruas melech boy, with the friendship of a king. Which means that he is shoyre his shechina, he rests his shechina on them, even though they sin. Yubalok said, Hine am yotza mi Mitzrayim, behold, a nation left Mitzrayim. They didn't leave by themselves. Kael maitziya mi Mitzrayim, Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Kisoyafois re'em loy, with the strength of his heights. And Rashi brings down a second shot, Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim, kisoyafois, with the flying re'em in the heights. Which means also a lotion of strength, because it takes tremendous strength to go against gravity and fly in the heights. So Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim with great strength, like the strength that it takes to fly in the heights. And a third pshat Rashi says is, Kael Maitziyam mi Mitzrayim, Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim, kisoyafois with the strength, re'em of the Shadim. And Bilam continues that Klal Yisrael is ro'oi for a bracha, they are fit for a bracha. Kilei nachash bi Yaakov, v'lei kesem bi Yisrael. Because we do not find among Klal Yisrael people who do sorcery and people who do witchcraft. Ko'eis, there will be another time like this time where Hashem will show his love for Klal Yisrael openly, just like he is showing them over here. Over here he showed his love openly because everybody saw that Bilam was not capable and not able to curse Klal Yisrael because Hashem loved Klal Yisrael. There will be another time in the future where Hashem's love will be displayed openly, when Klal Yisrael will learn directly from the mouth of Hashem and be closer to Hashem than the Malachim. So close that the Malachim will ask Klal Yisrael what Hashem is doing. Ko'es, there will be another time like this time that will display Hashem's love openly. Ye'omer li'Yakov li'Yisrael, when the Malachim will ask Klal Yisrael, Ma'poel Kael, what is Hashem doing? Because Klal Yisrael will be closer to Hashem than the Malachim. And Rashi says a second pshat, Kiloi nachash b'yakoi v'loi kesem b'yisrael. Klal Yisrael do not need witchcraft and sorcery to know the decrees of Hashem in Shemayim. Because ko'eis ye'omer li'Yakov v'Yisrael, whenever there is a need to tell Yaakov and Yisrael what the gzeris are in Shemayim, ma'poel kael, what Hashem is doing, they will always have the Nevi'im to tell them this information. Hen om kilovi yokum. Behold, they are a nation that gets up like a young lion, v'cha'ari yisnasa, and like an adult lion, they raise themselves up. As Rashi explains, when they get up from their sleep in the morning, they strengthen themselves in order to grab mitzvos, to put on tzitzis, to lein krishma, and to put on tefillin. Lo yishkav, they do not lie down at night, ad yoichal, until they destroy teref, the mazikim that come up against them. How do they do that? By leining krishma she'al amita, which protects them. V'dam chalolam yishteh, and then the blood of the slain ones they will drink. Rashi quotes Targum, who says a second shot that this pasuk is referring to the capturing of Eretz Yisrael by Klal Yisrael. Hen om kelav yokum v'chari yisnaso. They are a nation that are as strong as a lion. Lo yishkav, they will not rest. Ad yoichal teref, until they destroy their enemies. V'dam chalolam yishteh, and then the blood of their slain ones they will drink by settling in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says a third pshat to explain the end of the pasuk, that Moshe Rabbeinu will not die until he destroys Bilam and also the Malchei Midran, the kings of Midran. Lo yishkav, Moshe Rabbeinu will not die ad yoichal teref, until he consumes his prey in the singular, referring to Bilam, v'dam chalolam yishteh in the plural, the blood of the slain he will drink, referring to the Malchei Midran, who he will kill before his death. Vayomer Balak el Bilam, and Balak said to Bilam, Gam koiv loisi kovenu, neither should you curse them, gam borech loisi varachenu, nor should you bless them. Vayan Bilam vayomer Balak. And Bilam answered and said to Balak, Haloi dibarte lecho lemar. I have already told you, kol asher yidaber Hashem oise ese, only what Hashem will speak, that I can do. Va'ayin behemek davar, and also the Gra who are medayik, that sometimes we find the Lashon, asher yidaber oise ese, that Bilam says, whatever Hashem says, I must do. And also we find earlier that Hashem says, in Perek Chavbeis, Pasuk Chof, that whatever I tell you, Bilam, oisoi sase, that you must do. A Lashon of Asiya. However, in Perek Chavbeis, Pasuk Lamed Ches, and further on in Perek Chavdalet, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Bilam says, whatever Hashem says, I must speak. Oisoi adaber. Why does the Pasuk switch from oisoi ese, this I must do, to oisoi adaber, this I must speak? Ayin in the Gra and then Tziv. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And Balak took Bilam to a new place, to Sedate Tzaifim, and he said, V'kovnoi li, Lashon Tzivoi, it is a command, Kilo Lehuli, curse them for me from there. And Rashi is highlighting the difference between the words V'kovnoi li over here, which is a Lashon Tzivoi, a command, and the words V'kaboisoi li, further on in Perik Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Zayin, where over there it is not a Lashon Tzivoi, as we will see further. Zok Rashi, Balak took Bilam Sedate Tzaifim to the field of the lookouts. Makom Gavaya Hoya. It was a high place. Sheshom HaTzaifa Oimed Lishmar. Over there, the lookout stands to watch. Im Yovoi Chayel Aloir, if an army is coming to attack the city. Roish HaPiska, to the top of the peak. Bilam Lehoya Koisem Kibalak. In certain ways, Bilam was not a sorcerer like Balak. Balak, in certain ways, saw more than Bilam. Ra'a Balak. Balak saw Shasida Pirta Lihiparis Biyisrael Misham, that from there a misfortune will break out in Klal Yisrael. Shesham Meis Moshe, the actual misfortune that happened over there was that Moshe died over there. Kosovar, but Balak thought Shesham Tochel Aleim HaKlola, that from there the Klola will take effect. Vizuhi Apirsa Shani Roye, and this is the misfortune that I see. He did not really know what the misfortune was. He just knew that something bad will happen to Klal Yisrael over there. So he thought that the Klala would be Chal over there, and that is the misfortune. However, the misfortune that he really did see was the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ikore Koi, I will be happened upon over here, Me'es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem. Ikore Lashon Espoil, Ikore is a language of Espoil, which means I will be happened upon, not I will happen upon somebody else, but rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will happen upon me. Ikara, I will be happened upon over here from Hashem. Zok Rashi, Vayosam Dova Befiv, and Hashem placed something in Bilam's mouth. Umahi Asima Hazois, what did he place in Bilam's mouth? And secondly, Umah Choser HaMikra, what would have the Pasuk been missing, Be'omroi, if it would have said, Shuvel Balak V'choy Sedaber, just the words, Shuvel Balak, return to Balak, V'choy Sedaber, and this is what you should say. Ella, rather, kishahoya shemeya she'ena nirsha lekalel. When Bilam heard that he was not allowed to curse Klal Yisrael, Omar, he said, ma ani choizer etzel Balak letzaroi. Why should I return to Balak to cause him pain and tell him that I cannot curse Klal Yisrael? V'nosan leHakadosh Baruch Hu resen v'chaka bepiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed a bridle and a hook into Bilam's mouth. Ke'odom ha'poikis behema, like a person who pierces the mouth of a behema b'chaka with a hook. In order to lead and pull the animal wherever he wants. So too, he put this hook in Bilam's mouth in order to pull him back to Balak. Omale, Hashem said, Al Karchacho, against your will, Toshuv el Balak, you have to return to Balak. And the Mefarshim ask, why does Rashi wait until this Pasuk, the second time it says, Vayosam Hashem Dover Befi Bilam, and does not say this Pshat, in Perik Chav Gimel Pasuk Hey, the first time when the Pasuk says, Vayosem Hashem Dover Befi Bilam. And the Be'er Basodeh and others answer that over here the Diyuk in the Pasuk was, since it says, Vayikar Hashem El Bilam, immediately next to the words, Vayosem Dover Befiv. And that seems to be repetitious, because once it says, Vayikar Hashem El Bilam, that Hashem happened and appeared to Bilam, obviously he said something to Bilam, so automatically, Vayosem Dover Befiv, he placed a Nevuah in his mouth. And therefore, because of this repetition, Rashi tells us, Vayosam Hashem Dava Befi Bilam means that he placed a hook into his mouth to pull him back to Balak. However, in Perik Chav Gimel, Pasuk Hey, it does not say Vayosam Hashem Dava Befi Bilam immediately next to the words Vayikar Elikim El Bilam. but rather in between Vayikra Elokim El Bilam, it says what Bilam said to Hashem, that he has built the seven Mizbechos. And therefore, since they are not placed right next to each other, it is not considered repetitious for the Pasuk to say Vayosam Hashem Davar Befi Bilam, because the Pasuk interrupts between Vayikra Elokim El Bilam, that Hashem appeared to Bilam, and Vayosam Hashem Davar Befi Bilam. And since it is not considered repetitious, Rashi did not say his pshat over there, but rather waited until our pasuk. There is a beautiful Vilna Gaon that should be mentioned at this point. The Vilna Gaon asks on this Rashi, why does Rashi say that he put a resen v'chaka, two things, a bridle and a hook, into his mouth? What is the difference between the resen and the chaka? And secondly, he asks, earlier, when Bilam was talking to the Avdei Balak in Perik Chav Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches, he said that I cannot transgress the word of Hashem, La Asois Kitana O Gedoila, to do something small or something big. Isn't it obvious if he cannot do something small, he cannot do something big? So why does he say, La Asois Kitana O Gedoila? Once he says Kitana, obviously he cannot do Gedoila. And the Vilna Gaon explains that the various names of Hashem represent different attributes that Hashem shows to the Jewish people. The four-letter name of Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, expresses Hashem's mercy. His name, Elohim, expresses His severity in judgment, His Midas Hadin. The name, Kael, is a sign of kindness. Like the Pasuk says, Chesed Kael Kol Hayoim, the kindness of Hashem is all day long. And the two-letter name, Koh, Yud-Kei, which is the first two letters of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, when it is used as a separate name, Kol, it expresses Hashem's Gevurah and Hashem's severity. And therefore, when Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, he wanted to mention the names of Hashem that will cause Hashem to judge Klal Yisrael and be severe with Klal Yisrael. He wanted to use the name Elohim and the name Kol. And the Vilna Gaon explains further that although the Chako and the Resen, the bridle and the hook, both pull the animal, however, one of them pulls the animal by keeping the animal's mouth closed, and the other one pulls the animal by pulling its tongue out, by pulling the animal by its tongue. When Bilam attempted to pronounce the name Elohim, which is the Midas Hadin, the bridle closed his mouth and cut him short, allowing him only to say the first two letters, Kael, which is the name of Hashem, which represents kindness. And further, when he wanted to say only the first two letters, Yud-Kei, of the four-letter name, the hook pulled his tongue out, and he was forced to say Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which is also the name of Hashem, which represents kindness. And therefore, now we can understand what Bilam told the Avdei Balak when he said, Le'ucha lasos ketana o gedolo. Bilam was saying that he is not in control of his mouth. Le'ucha lasos ketana. I cannot say ketana, the name Ka, because whenever I say Ka, Hashem stretches it out to Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And I cannot say gedolo. I cannot say Elohim, the long name, because whenever I want to say Elohim, Hashem cuts me short and causes me to say Kael, which is the name of Hashem, which represents kindness. And the Vilna Gaon continues that this is the pshat in the pasuk earlier, Mo'ekoiv lekaboy Kael, u'mo'ezoim lezoam Hashem. Mo'ekoiv, how can I curse Klal Yisrael? Lekaboy Kael, I can't curse them with the name Kael. Hashem only allows me to say Kael and not Elohim. U'mo'ezoim, how can I be angry at them? Le'zo'am Hashem, I cannot invoke Hashem's anger with the name Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. He does not allow me to say the first two letters of that name, the name of Ka. Zok Rashi, v'sorei moyev itoy, and the sorei moyev were with Balak, u'lamalahu oimer v'chol sorei moyev. Before it said that all of the sorei moyev were standing there with Balak. And over here it only says sorei moyev, it does not say kol. Once the officers of Moav saw that there was no hope in cursing Klal Yisrael, holchu lohem miksasam, some of them left. V'lenisharu el miksasam, and only some of them remained. That's why over here it does not say v'chol sorei Moav, only sorei Moav. Ma dibar Hashem? Balak said, what did Hashem say? Tzichaykuzeh, he was mocking Bilam. Kiloimar, as if to say to him, eincho birushuscha, you are not under your own authority. So Bilam said to Balak, Kum Balak, get up Balak. Kivin shera'o mitzachik boy. Since Bilam saw that Balak was mocking him, nischavin letzaroi, he intended to cause him pain. And he said to him, Amoid al raglecho, Balak, stand on your feet. Eincha rishoi leishev, you have no permission to sit. Vanishiluach elecho bishlichusei shel mokoim, when I am sent to you on a mission from Hashem. Benoit Tzipor, Lashon Mikruhu, it is the Lashon of the Pasuk to say an extra Vav. Instead of Ben Tzipar, it says Benoit Tzipar. And so too, Kamayin Tehillim, Chayso Yo'ar instead of Chayas Yo'ar, Chayso Yo'aret instead of Chayas Ha'aret, and also Lemaynoi Moyim instead of Lema'ayan Moyim. Zok Rashi Loi Ish Keil, Kvar Nishba Lahem Lahavim Ularisham Eret Shiva Umois. Hashem has already swore to them to bring them and cause them to inherit the land of the seven nations. Va'ato sovar lahamisam ba'midbar, and you think that you will kill them in the midbar? Hashem does not lie. Hashem keeps his word. Hahu omar b'loshen tema. It's a question. Does Hashem say something and he does not keep it? V'tagumoy, and Targum says on the words uven odom v'yisnechom, that Hashem is not a person v'yisnechom. Targum says taivin umismalchin. Hashem is not a person who is taivin umismalchin. He is not like a person who goes back and reconsiders to retract what he just did. Hine baruch lakachti, ata shayalni ma diber Hashem. You asked me, what did Hashem say? Kibalti memenu. I have accepted from Hashem levorech oisam, to bench them. Uveirech, and he has benched them. Veloy ashivenu, and I cannot change that. Uberech oisam, he benched them. Hashem benched them. Vani loy oshev es birchosoi, and I will not change his bracha. Zok Rashi uveirech, kimoy uvirech. Uveirech is like uvirech, which means he has benched them. V'cheinu gizeres reish, and so is the rule of the reish. What Rashi means by that is that the pasuk should have said uvirech with a chirik under the vase, and the reish should have gotten a dogish, a dot in the reish. However, the reish is not a letter that receives a dogish, so therefore it does not say uvirech, but rather, instead of putting the dogish in the reish, it puts a tsere under the vase, and uvirech becomes uverech. And so too we find by the pasuk oyev cheref, the word cheref is like the word kemoy chiref. V'chein ubaitzea beirech nietz Hashem, ubaitzea beirech is like the word birech. And Rashi goes on to explain this pasuk. Hamahalel umevorech es hagoizel. If a person blesses and praises the robber, va'omer, and he says, al tira, don't fear, ki lo sanish, you will not be punished, shalom yelecha, peace will be to you, margis hu lahakadosh baruch hu, he is angering Hashem, ubaitzea beirech, the one who blesses the baitzea, the robber, nietz Hashem, is angering Hashem. Zok Rashi, until now we have stated that uveirech means a verb, he has blessed them. The Ein Loimar, do not say Beirech Shein Dovar, that Beirech is a noun, and it does not mean he has blessed them, but rather a noun, and it means, and there will be blessing. Sheim Kain, if that was the case, Hoyanokit Pasuch Katan. Under the Reish, there would be a Segol, Vitamoy Lemalo, and the accent of the word would be on the first syllable. And the word would have been pronounced Uveirech, with the accent on the Vase, and a Segol under the Reish. But now that we are saying that it is a verb, it means he has blessed them. Under the reish there is a tsere, v'tamoy lamato, and the accent is on the last syllable on the reish. The word is pronounced uveirech, with the accent on the reish and a tsere under the reish. Zok Rashi lohibit oven kitagumai. We can explain the pasuk according to Targum, and the subject of the pasuk is Bilam. Bilam said, I have not seen among Klal Yisrael the Avera of Avodah Zarah, and I have not seen among them the Avera of robbery. Davar Acher, another pshat, Achor Pshutei Hu Nidrash Medrash Noah. According to the simple pshat, we can explain it with a beautiful medrash. Lo Hibit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, the subject of the pasuk is Hashem. Hashem does not look at Oven B'Yakov, the Averis of Yaakov. Sheke Shehein Oivrin Al Devarov, when they violate his words, he is not meticulous after them to look into their sins, and there are averis when they violate his law. So Rashi Omol, the word Omol means an avera, loshen avera. Hara Omol, he conceived Omol a sin, and so too the pasuk says, ki ata Omol v'kas tabit. You see the averis and the kas, the anger. And the reason why an avera is called Omol, because an avera is considered toil and hard work before Hashem. It is unnecessary hard work before Hashem when somebody does an avera. Zok Rashi, Hashem elekov imoy, afilu machisin umarmim lefonov, even if they anger and rebel against him, enoy zoz mitoichon, he still does not remove himself from among them. Usruas melech boy, with the friendship of a king, lashen chiba v'reos, Usruas is a lashon of dearness and friendship. Kumoi re David, it means oyev David, David's friend. Vayitna lemereyu, he gave her to his friend. V'chein targum unkelis, and so does unkelis explain, u'shechinas malkehoin beinehon, and the shechina of their king is among them. Which means, although they do averis, Hashem is still shoyre, he is still resting his shechina among them. Zog Rashi, keil moitzia mimitzrayim. Ato amarto, you said, hine am yotza mimitzrayim. Behold, a nation came out of Mitzrayim. Lo yotza me'atzmoy, they did not go out of Mitzrayim by themselves. Elo helikim hoitziom, Hashem took them out. Kisoyafois re'em, with the strength of the heights. Kitoikif ro'im v'goyvishaloi, with the strength of his heights. V'chein, and so it says in the Pasuk, v'chesef toyafois, and the money of strength. Loshen mo'usu, toyafois is a loshen of strength. V'oimar ani, and I can say another pshat, shehu loshen v'oif yo'ifeif. Soyafois does not mean the strength, but rather it comes from the word v'oif yo'ifeif, a bird that flies. And the Pasuk is saying, Hama'oifeif b'roim v'goiva, Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim with great strength, like the great strength of those that fly in the heights. V'toikev rav huzeh, this is a tremendous strength because they are going against gravity. So too, Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim with such great strength. Ketoyafois re'em, afifas goiva, the flying in the heights. So we have two pshatim so far. Either kesoyafois re'em means like the strength of his heights, or it means kesoyafois like the flying re'em in the heights. Davar acher, Rashi says the third pshat, toyafois re'em, toykef re'emim, with the strength of the re'emim. V'amru rabbi seinu elu hashedim, and our chachom say that the re'emim are the shedim. He took them out of Mitzrayim with the strength of the shedim. Zok Rashi, kilo nachash b'yakov, ki ru'uyim heim lebrocho, they are fit for blessing. She'ein bohem menachashim b'koismim, because they do not have among them people who do witchcraft and sorcery. Ko'es yom l'yakov, oid osid liyos eis. In the future, there will be a time, ko'es azois, similar to this time, asher tegalechi boson le'en koil, where Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael will be obvious and revealed before everybody. She'en yoshvim lefonov, because they will sit before Hashem, v'loimdim Torah mipiv, and they will learn Torah from Hashem's mouth. U'mechitzason lifnim mimalachi hashores, and their area will be closer than the malachim. V'heim yishal lohem, and the malachim will ask Klal Yisrael, ma poel keil, what is Hashem doing? V'zehu shenemar, and this is what the pasuk means, v'hoyo einecho rois esmarecho, and your eyes will see your teacher. You yourself will learn from Hashem and see Hashem. Davar acher, another pshat, yeyom el Yaakov einu loshen osid. It is not in the future, elo loshen hoive, but rather in the present. Because according to the first pshat, Ko'es was talking in the future. Ko'es, there will be a time in the future, yeyom el Yaakov el Yisrael ma'pol keil, where the malachim will ask Klal Yisrael what Hashem is doing. However, according to this pshat, Ko'es is in the present. Einam tzrichim lemenachesh v'koisein. They do not need sorcery and witchcraft. Ki b'chol eish shetzorach le'yom l'Yakov l'Yisrael ma'pol HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Because at any time when it is necessary for Klal Yisrael to know what Hashem is doing, u'ma gezeroisev ba'morim, and what his decrees are above, einon menachashim v'koismim. They do not do witchcraft and magic. Ela nimtza lehem apin neviyehem. It is told to them through their neviim. Ma'hi gezeris ha'mokoim. What the decree of Hashem is. Oy urim v'tumim magidim lohem, or the urim v'tumim will tell them. So the pasuk is not talking in the future, but rather in the present. Ko'es yayom el Yaakov l'Yisrael ma poel keil. Whenever there is a need for Klal Yisrael to know what Hashem's decrees are b'morim and shemayim, they have the neviim to tell them. The unkelis like tirgem kain, and unkelis says a different pshat. Zok Rashi hen om kilavi yakum. When they get up from their sleep in the morning, they strengthen themselves like a lion to grab mitzvahs, to wear tzitzis, to lay in kriyashma, and to put on tefillin. And other mefarshi Rashi who discuss why the order is tzitzis, kriyashma, and then tefillin. Really, the order should have been tzitzis, tefillin, and then kriyashma. Zok Rashi lo yishka balaylo al mitosoi. They do not lie down at night on their bed. Achu oichel umechabel kol mazik habola tarfoi, until they destroy every mazik who comes to destroy them. Ketzad, how do they do that? Kare eshema al mitosoi. They lay in kriyishma al hamito umafkid ruchoi, and they entrust their spirits biyad hamokoim in the hand of Hashem. Bo machane v'gayis lazikom. If a camp or an army comes to be mazik them, Hakadosh Baruch Hu shomrom. Hakadosh Baruch Hu watches them. v'nilcham milchoy moisam, and fights their wars for them, umapilom chalolim, and causes them to fall slain. Davaracher, Rashi brings down a second pshat, heinam kelavi yokum, kitagumai, the pshat is like Targum says, that the pasuk is referring to, that Klal Yisrael is strong like a lion to capture Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi brings down a third pshat, v'dam chalolim yishteh, nisnabe, Bilam prophesies, she'im Moshe meis, that Moshe will not die, ad sheyapil malche midyon chalolim, until he kills the kings of Midyon. V'yaharoi hu imohem, and Bilam will also be killed with them. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Ves Bilam ben Ba'or ha-koisem, and Bilam ben Ba'or, the one who was the koisem, the sorcerer, hargu b'nei Yisrael bechorav el chalolehem, Klal Yisrael killed him with a sword, together with the other slain ones. So the pasuk is saying, lo yishkav, Moshe will not die, ad yoichal teref, until he destroys Bilam, the dam chalolim yishteh, and until he destroys the malchei midyon. So Rashi gam koiv loisi kovenu, gam rishon moisev al gam sheni, v'gam sheni al gam rishon. Gam usually means an addition. Over here, each one is an addition to the other one. The pasuk means to say, you should not curse them, and gam also not bench them. You should not bench them, and also not curse them. V'chein, and so the pasuk says, gam li, gam lecha, lo yiyeh. So we see two gams, v'chein, gam bochor, gam besula. So to over here, gam koiv loisi kovenu, gam borech loisi varachenu.